smart decisions have never been more important. Are you thriving or just surviving? Welcome to Survey the Expert, the podcast series where we find the answers to the questions you have to build your business, keep it safe, and get things done.
Welcome. I'm Sean Weatherall, your host for this installment of Survey the Expert. Today, ACHC's clinical educator Greg Stowell is joining us over the phone to discuss the upcoming DMEPOS Accreditation Guide for Success workbook, as well as how that workbook is incorporated into the educational workshops. How are you doing today, Greg?
I am well, Sean. Thanks for having me today.
Greg, it's my understanding that you have been working to develop the ACHC DMEPOS Accreditation Guide for Success workbook that will be made available to providers as well as used in all of ACHC's workshops. Can you talk to me a little bit about the process involved in developing this?
Yes, Sean. The workbook was really a result of feedback that we had received from our customers and our industry consultants who really were encouraging us to come up with a comprehensive workbook that would allow our customers that want to remain compliant with the requirements of accreditation, that it would be one resource that they could use to really help them in that process. Internally, we utilized our clinical staff, our accreditation advisors, all those that are involved in helping our customers had input into putting this workbook together. It's over 200 pages of information that would include survey tips, helpful tips writing policy, audit tools, and then templates that our customers could use throughout their accreditation to not only prepare, but to stay compliant with the requirements of accreditation.
With all that information, who is the Guide for Success workbook actually designed for, and how do they go about getting it?
Well, Sean, in putting together the workbook, we really looked at a wide variety of customers who might benefit from this. We certainly have customers that have been with ACHC for a very long time, and their needs are going to probably be more related to audit tools, the helpful survey tips, ways that they can make sure that they are prepared for survey, and perhaps even some of our templates. But the workbook was also written and designed for someone who maybe is very new to accreditation or new to the ACHC accreditation family. This would be a comprehensive tool for them to be able to go from the front end to the back end of the accreditation process and really help them know that they and their organization are prepared for survey.
Okay, but when can we expect to see this rolled out?
It will be available for the first time at MedTrade Spring, which will be March 18th and 19th, and we're really excited about using the workbook as the core curriculum for those workshops. After that, it will be available in spring online for customers to be able to purchase as well.
Exactly. So ACHC will provide the Guide to Success workbook for all attendees at ACHC workshops. But how will the workbook actually be incorporated into the curriculum?
Everyone that attends the workshop will receive this workbook. And the workbook actually has now going to be used as the core in our curriculum for our workshops. For 2013, we have now rewritten all of our curriculum as it relates to these workshops based on this new workbook. And we're really excited about that because it's going to allow us as a group in that workshop to be able to discuss in detail things that are important to each of those organizations. But more than that, it's going to give them an opportunity to take this workbook back and use all the other items that are included in this workbook to really be able to validate to their owner or the management team that sent them to this workshop that this was of great value to them. We're really excited about incorporating what's happened in the workshops back into their locations.
Okay, so what type of workshops does ACHC have ready to go? And when's the next one?
Well, Sean, we're splitting our education up into Accreditation 101 and 201. Now, both of those are being offered at MedTrade Spring at March 18th and 19th. And 101 would be an opportunity for somebody who is either new to ACHC or maybe new to their role of being in charge of accreditation and walk them through all of the steps of accreditation and helping their organization really be prepared for their survey. It looks from application all the way through to the successful completion of their survey. 201 is an opportunity for somebody to really dig into our standards, to begin to look at their policy, to be able to ask very specific questions as it relates to their organization and their desire to be compliant with ACHC standards. It is an excellent opportunity for organizations to bring in their own policy, be able to ask questions, and in a very collaborative environment within that classroom, to really be able to look at them as an organization and how well they actually comply with ACAC standards. Once again, both of those are going to be offered at MedTrade Spring, March 18th and 19th.
So the workshop's going to be at MedTrade. So how do they go about registering?
Well, the easiest way would be to go to ACAC.org, and you'll see right there on the front page the list of the workshops that are available. Of course, the first one will be the one at MedTrade Spring in Las Vegas, but there are other offerings that you will see listed there as well. You can also call 855-YES-ACHC. That's 855-937-2242. And tell them that you would like to register for one of the DemiPost workshops.
Hey, Greg, I really appreciate all of your time today.
Well, thanks for having me, Sean, and I sure look forward to seeing many of our customers at the Las Vegas workshop.
And thank you for listening to this edition of Survey the Expert. I'm your host, Sean Weatherall. I look forward to having you again. Until next time.
This podcast is a production of the Accreditation Commission for Healthcare Incorporated. All rights reserved. Copyright 2013. This podcast cannot be duplicated or transcribed without written consent. The podcast is for information purposes only and should not be misconstrued as legal advice. Please seek advice from qualified advisors in your industry.